It's that time of year when it's the wonderful tradition of Tchaikovsky's ballet, The Nutcracker, and Baltimore Ballet Company will be giving their presentations on Saturday the 14th and Sunday the 15th, and this will be in the Krauss-Hau Auditorium at Goucher College. This is under the guidance of the founder of the Ballet Company of Baltimore. This is Jem Katbiss. It's always a pleasure to welcome you back. Thank you so much for coming in.
It's so nice to be here, and I love your voice, Judith.
I just
love it.
Thank you so much. I'm interested to know which choreography you're using, because obviously the story is always going to be the same one, but there are some subtle variations in terms of how it is put on.
Yes. The Baltimore Ballet's The Nutcracker is my choreography, and this is a traditional choreography. The Nutcracker ends up being, I think, a holiday event and a sellout because of the diversity in its choreography. The first act, you know, starts as a Christmas Eve celebration, and it continues with the land of sweets and the nationalities. They're all dancing together for one purpose, and it's to please the audience. Each member in the audience, I would imagine, is going to find something that they love in this production of The Nutcracker.
It's a busy time for you, not only your choreography, but also dancing three roles. And I'm wondering about that split focus for you. How is that for you to be able to have a finger in so many pies?
Well, I'm very happy. I'm a very happy camper because besides dancing the Drosselmeyer, who is Clara's dad in the first act, I will be also dancing with a beautiful Russian ballerina, Valeria Ivleva, is her Snow King. And then in the second act, I will have the incomparable Rachel Foster from Pacific Northwest Ballet Theater. It is hard. I find it to be, a lot easier to focus on dancing or choreographing or rehearsing and coaching separately. But putting them all together is both challenging and hard work. So I would really love people to come and see what we came up with.
The way you've described with such admiration the dances that you'll be performing with also brings one around to the fact that there is such a diversity in the company, because there are, of course, people of your caliber, the true professionals, there are students, and then there are some other dancers from within the greater Baltimore area. How do you pull all of that together to create a uniform standard?
It is like a puzzle piece. Again, I enjoy it, but I have to think about every part as a piece. And then I would say, in the last week, it all comes together. Because although separately we have been working on everything, the end product has not shaped up. So that's the last week's job. It's hard work, but it's just, I cannot imagine doing anything more or loving anything more.
This is The Nutcracker being presented by Baltimore Ballet Company under the very sound guidance of the founder of the company, Jem Katbiss, who is also dancing in these performances, which will be on Saturday, December 14th at 6:30 and Sunday, December 15th at 4 o'clock in the Krauss-Hau Auditorium at Goucher College. For more information, the web address is baltimoreballet.org. Jem, thanks so much for coming in. Have a great series of concerts.
Thank you very much, Judith.